On January 15, 1978, Ted Bundy broke into Florida State University's Chi Omega sorority house. He killed two women and hospitalized two others before breaking into another student's home. Brent Kallestad, now retired from the Associated Press, recalls the attacks.
They were all beaten with like a big chunk of firewood and beaten to death in their beds. And there's an irony about it too, because there were probably at least 30 other women asleep or at least in the area. And somehow he managed to do this quietly enough that nobody heard the screams.
It took a month before Bundy was arrested, just days after he kidnapped and murdered 12-year-old Kimberly Leach of Lake City, Florida. He stood trial for the Chi Omega homicides a year later.
This is an indictment of the state of Florida against Theodore Robert Bundy.
Bundy's trial was the first to be televised nationwide. Despite his complaints about cameras in the courtroom, outside of it, he was unusually cavalier with reporters. Here's Bundy interrupting as the Leon County Sheriff reads him his indictment.
Theodore Robert Bundy, from or with a premeditated design or intent to effect the death of said Lisa Levy.
My chance to talk to the press.
Contrary to section 78204 Florida statute.
I'll plead not guilty right now.
And your grand jury.
Bundy was sentenced to the first of his three death sentences in Miami. But it took 10 years before he was finally executed, after standing for another trial and exhausting all avenues to appeal. The killer spent his last days confessing to more murders, which had long gone unsolved. He was executed by electric chair on January 24, 1989, in Bradford County. It's a day Kallestad remembers well.
There were probably a couple thousand people who were in the field across from Florida State Prison when he was executed. And when it was announced that he was dead, you know, cheers went up like a last-second touchdown pass at a football game. I mean, he was really a person despised and I'm sure feared, you know, by the public at large.
That mix of despise and fear inspired both biographies and slasher films, including Ann Rule's autobiography, The Stranger Beside Me, and the 1989 TV movie, The Deliberate Stranger. Another movie appeared in 2002, with Michael Riley Burke starring in Ted Bundy.
Hi there. My name's Ted. Nice to meet you.
Indeed, the decades since Bundy's execution have done little to erode pop culture's morbid fascination with the killer. Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile is the name of an upcoming film about Bundy's girlfriend Elizabeth. That movie will star Lily Collins and Zac Efron. From WFSU News, I'm Sarah Hetherington.